with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
I can't believe I did that. Stepped on my own announcer guy there. All right, aloha and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, April 13th, 2011 here, and I know my voice still sounds way, way down there like, you know, I'm smoking a pipe or a cigar just before the show, but I really am feeling a lot better. I'm finally starting to shake this really nasty bug here, and so, you know, hopefully by the end of the week I'll be back up to my normal high squeaky radio voice that I do these shows with here. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matt is in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble right now. And we've just got a lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, today, the Fukushima reactor continues to be the top story. You wouldn't know that looking at the American media. You know, they're saying, in other news, Fukushima is still glowing in the dark and things like this. And they're basically passing it off, and we're seeing this huge coast-to-coast chorus of people saying, it's no big deal. The radiation that's in your food may not even be coming from Japan. We don't really know. It's coming from the hospitals. It's coming from those cancer patients. It's coming from whatever. And they're just, you know, they're trying to downplay this thing because they're sensing this tremendous building, anti-nuclear sentiment all across the world, and they know it's going to come here to the United States of America because we have some, I think it's like, I've heard two numbers, 21 or 27 of the exact same style reactors that they have at Fukushima designed by General Electric. And remember, the issue here is even though General Electric is legally protected from lawsuits from the damages from Japan, they're looking at lost reactor sales. I mean, Germany is shutting down their nuclear power program. Switzerland is starting to talk about maybe abandoning nuclear power. And General Electric's looking at all these really, you know, huge amount of money they're not going to be earning in the future. They're going to have to fire all those line days. Stop dancing, go back to work, we're running out of money over here. And so they're basically trying to propagandize us all that it's not a big deal, that even though it matches Chernobyl, in hindsight, Chernobyl wasn't really so bad. We have Ann Coulter out there saying radiation is good for you. And what it basically underscores, and this is a point I want you to keep in mind, to the government and to American corporations, assets are worth far more than you are. And we're out here in Hawaii, we're starting to get the corporate news account that, well, yeah, okay, there's a little radiation in the milk and the pineapples and everything, but, you know, it's not that big a deal. You can go on eating it just fine. And obviously, and I actually put this comment on one of our local media websites, and they haven't deleted it yet, which is rather astounding on that. Obviously, for protecting what's left of tourism after TSA got done with it, and protecting our what's left of our agricultural industry and protecting commercial fishing are high priorities with the state government, much higher than public health and safety. And I understand from the point of view of the government, there really isn't much of anything that they can do to save the people from radiation sickness, so let's just paper it over and keep the money flowing. And it is a very screwed up set of priorities, but when you are a nation that has been driven $27 trillion into debt by the criminals up on Wall Street, I can see why maybe, you know, they might say, well, that's a reasonable set of priorities to have there. I don't agree with that, obviously, but, you know, that's what's going on there. All right, getting into the actual news here. Latest headline, the operator of Japan's crippled nuclear plant has said today, Wednesday, which is about 18 hours ago, Japan time, it's still working on the plan to end the nuclear crisis. They still don't know how they're going to solve this thing. And they're saying that radiation levels in the sea near Fukushima had spiked as of yesterday. The radiation leakage is still going up. Now, yesterday, they finally got around to admitting what those of us who've been watching this situation closely for weeks have already known. It matches Chernobyl. It has gone past Chernobyl. It will continue to go past Chernobyl. That's why you're going to see a steady string of news stories about how, in hindsight, maybe Chernobyl wasn't really all that bad. And we shouldn't think this one's all that bad. Because, you know, radiation is good for you. Remember, Ann Coulter said so. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about Fukushima, and it just seems to go from bad to worse. Now, we already know that earlier this week, TEPCO was forced to pump highly radioactive water into the ocean around Fukushima. It's probably the reason the radiation counts are spiking higher and higher every single day. But that's only a little tiny part of the problem. Remember, they had that big news thing where they found this 8-inch crack and they plugged it successfully and everybody said, huzzah, huzzah, the crisis is over. And all it did was accelerate the flooding in other parts of the plant, and they wound up having to pump that water out into the ocean anyway that was flowing through the crack, even though the crack was blocked. So it was really a null effort. It was done for publicity's sake. Oh, we patched a crack and everything. It didn't actually change the outcome. It is estimated that there are 15 million gallons of highly radioactive contaminated water that is simply all throughout the tunnels and basements and foundations of the Fukushima nuclear site. Some of it is already seeping into the ocean through the soil. 15 million gallons. They don't even begin to know what they're going to do with all this stuff. Sooner or later, it's all going to wind up in the Pacific Ocean. And they're going to literally, you know, in theory, they have to find some way to basically suck it all up, you know, separate out the radioactive solids and then bury them someplace. And that's going to take years. This thing is going to be part of our lives from now on into the foreseeable future. Meanwhile, over at reactor number 4, most of the attention's on reactors 1, 2, and 3, which, as I understand it, are the ones that failed to shut down. when the quake hit, as they're designed to do, which is where we're still trying to find out if Stuxnet made its way into some of those Siemens controllers inside the reactors 1, 2, and 3. But the other open issue is reactor number 4. Now, reactor number 4's reactor itself was shut down, so that is not a problem. The issue at reactor number 4 was the spent fuel storage pool. For some bizarre reason, the General Electric design for these reactors puts the spent fuel storage pool in the same building with the reactor right next to it. So if you have a disaster in one, you're going to have a disaster in both. You know, it's a little absurd. And the spent fuel storage pool in reactor number 4 is known to be broken and leaking. They don't know how much water is staying in there every time they hose it down. They do know, as of today, the temperature in that spent fuel storage pool is rising. And they're saying that the spent fuel rods and the brackets that hold them separate might be damaged. If all of those fuel rods have collapsed down into this heap at the bottom of the storage pool, then there's fission taking place there, along with the already existing problem of the decay radiation, the heat from radioactive decay. And you know, it's just a really ugly situation here. Now, under control circumstances, that heat from decay is useful. That's what they use in radioisotope thermoelectric generators. These are non-fission, non-turbine power supplies like we used on Viking, where you put a little pellet of plutonium in there and it's creating enough heat that you can get electricity from it using thermocouples. And it's very simple and it's very, very safe. It just happens to also be very, very toxic. What we've got here is the same process on a larger scale, uncontrolled, taking place in the pool there. They're once again hosing it down. And there's an interesting and very telling comment coming out of this where they're saying the company, meaning TEPCO, thinks the pool's water level is about 5 meters lower than it's supposed to be, but 2 meters above the fuel rods. Emphasis on the word thinks. They don't really know. Because if the fuel rods are damaged, they don't know where the top of those fuel rods are. They could be all the way down to the bottom of the tank in a big heap. They don't really know. They're guessing. The instrumentation that is in the tank is not working. They're not able to get really close enough to take a look because it is that radioactive. Now, we keep seeing this word in the American media and on the blogs, and as a matter of fact, I'm having this running debate with one of the obvious paid General Electric propagandists on one of these news sites saying, we don't need to worry about this. They've got it under control. It's stable. That's the new word, the new buzzword there. It's stable. Yes, it's a problem. Yes, it blew up. But it's stable now. We don't need to worry. Well, folks, the Titanic was stable after it hit that iceberg for about 2 hours. Okay, and the Fukushima reactors after the quake are stable now until we don't know what's going to happen. We do know that radiation continues to increase. We do know that there are more and more problems that keep surfacing. We also know that TEPCO and the government of Japan have been a little bit less than forthright in telling us just how bad things are. Which gets me to this next situation here. And as much as I do not agree with Greenpeace over their stance on human-caused global warming, I do have to admit that they are in there, in Japan, in the area, in the path of danger, with their radiation meters, trying to map out exactly what's going on. And they've published some very detailed scanner maps around the Fukushima area. And I hope one of those Greenpeace people is listening to me right now, because I can't find a contact address at their website to get in touch with the people doing these radiation surveys here. Because we are continuing to see indications from the ad hoc radiation meter network set up by the Japanese people themselves, that there is a problem down there in Ibaraki. And we've got this prominently displayed on the front page of what really happened right now. If you go down and you look at that network of radiation sensors, there is a hotspot that is not over Fukushima, it is over Ibaraki. And it's over the area of the Tokai nuclear reactor. Something has happened there and nobody is saying anything about it. We have two pieces of data, three. Actually, if you include the radiation levels itself, and that includes a very obvious radiation spike following an aftershock on March 20th. We do know that following the main quake, there was one news report that one of the two primary cooling systems on the Tokai reactor had failed. And that was the last that we heard of it. And the other piece of information that we got from a source within Japan is because the Tokai reactor was basically at the end of its operational run. It was being allowed to operate with some known problems in the cooling system. So something may have happened there. And because it is much closer to Tokyo, it's simply not being reported, or it's simply being overshadowed by all the news from Fukushima, which is further up the coast and further away from Tokyo, and Japan's government is trying to save face. You know, one power station destroyed by the quake and tsunami, that's an act of God, or the gods. Two, or three, that betrays a systemic weakness in all the systems that requires a careful examination of what's going on. Now, over in Europe, where yesterday they were saying the effects of Fukushima are no longer negligible, and remember, they have to, those radioactive fallout clouds, those isotopes, blow over the United States before they get to Europe, because in the Northern Hemisphere, because of Coriolis forces, the predominant winds are blowing to the east the higher the latitude goes. As a general rule of thumb, if you look at all of the models of dispersion of Fukushima, some of it goes a little bit north, kind of up into Russia, but most of it is being driven east across the Bering Straits into the Americas and across the Atlantic into Europe. So whatever Europe's dealing with was in the United States earlier. And the Europeans are being warned to avoid drinking milk or eating vegetables that might have been rained on by radioactive rain because of high radiation levels. The Europeans are saying, don't eat the radioactive food, which seems to me a very wise and prudent situation. Yet here in the United States, we're still getting, it's no big deal. Go ahead, buy the food. The supermarkets need the money. And, you know, radiation's not that bad. You know, Ann Coulter thinks it's good for you. And, you know, Jim Cramer over at CNBC is saying, yeah, it's not a big deal. It's no Chernobyl. Go back to buying stocks and breeding soldiers to go whack those icky-poo Muslims and everything like this. So basically, we've got a month of American media disinformation that is attempting to downplay and trivialize this whole situation, to obviously protect General Electric's stock price, to protect General Electric's future reactor sales, the nuclear power industry as a whole, to protect commercial farming in the United States of America, to protect commercial fishing on the West Coast. We've already written off the Gulf Coast commercial fishing industry because of the British Petroleum Deepwater Horizon disaster last year. It's all about protecting the money. It's protecting the assets, protecting the businesses. The fact that it might actually hurt you is just simply not a consideration to this government. They're seeing the world totally as money junkies. They're seeing the world totally in terms of dollar signs. I will get more of these dollar signs if I convince the people it's okay to eat radioactive food. Pre-revolutionary France, let them eat cake. Pre-revolutionary America, let them eat plutonium. That seems to be where we are right now here. Interestingly enough, I've noticed in the American media their tendency to focus on the role that social media is playing in driving the story of Fukushima, and to the exclusion of acknowledging just how serious Fukushima is and why the social media continues to be focused on it so heavily. And so the media is again, they're wailing and moaning that they're not in control of the news because they don't want to report the news that might hurt some corporate interests. Okay? And again, a lot of this goes back to General Electric, which owns Universal, NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, newspapers and radios all across the country, and they wield a tremendous amount of political influence. And what they're doing is they're going on saying, oh, play this down. You know, your stock options and your stocks in General Electric are going to go down if you say anything bad about us. And so all these media people whose stock portfolios are heavily invested in General Electric are saying, oh, yeah, we got to protect them. Got to protect my retirement here. And that's where you get Ann Coulter running around saying radiation is good for you. It's that simple. And I think as we start thinking about what kind of a government we want in this country after this one burns itself out, which it seems to be doing right before our very eyes, that maybe the people who control the news media ought to also have their wealth in blind trusts, the way politicians do, so that they can't let their own personal investment portfolios influence the way they report the news to you, the American people. I think that's a very, very good idea. We got to disconnect big money from news. We really absolutely need to do that. And it was amazing when the country was set up. We did have this amazing diversity of media that was intentionally maintained to prevent a single corporate interest from dominating and controlling the news.
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And sorry about that little cutoff going into the break here. We're dealing with some technical issues here. You know, my reactor melted down last night, and we're still trying to dig our way out of this thing. We're getting more confirmation about the story, about the situation in reactor number 4's spent fuel rod cooling pool. Not only is the temperature rising, but so is the output of radiation, which I think does tell us that spontaneous uncontrolled fission is, in fact, taking place inside that cooling pool. We're going to go to the phones. David in Arkansas. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too. So is my wife. I can go back to doing the dishes now.
Nice. This whole thing in Japan with the radiation and how our media and governments reacting to it really underscores the fact that they've been putting profit over our well-being for some time, and never before has it been so clear. And I certainly hope that people are starting to wake up and realize this, because it really is time for us to all say no and to start withdrawing from this and rebuilding our society from the ground up.
I wish
I would have caught you live yesterday, because I was listening to the program and you had Bruce on talking about underwater vents, and I found that quite refreshing. There were some really good ideas there. I personally think the thing to do would be to put all the generation right down on the C4 itself.
I would agree with you. I actually had an offline discussion with Bruce in which I tried to, you know, express to him my concerns about some of the engineering required for his particular patent. And that's why I was trying to lead him that way when I was talking about this incredible cold sink that you have all around you.
Oh, yeah.
With the deep ocean water. In fact, you know, here in Hawaii, they're starting to use that as a sink for air conditioning. They're instead of having air conditioners dump the heat outdoors into the air, which is very inefficient, they're literally going to have the heat transferred down to the bottom of the ocean, a mile or two offshore, where it's just incredibly cold. And that means the energy costs will be much lower. And, when you've got that 400 degree centigrade, I think is what he said it was, coming out of the thermal vent, and only a couple 100 feet away, you've got 2 degrees centigrade. The differential between the two, you could power Stirling cycle engines with that. You could power another heat exchanger to drive turbines on the surface with some sort of a conductive fluid or something. But, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do that. It just takes the will and the money to do it, and that's why I was trying to keep going back to this whole thing about the Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud. It has cost America $14 trillion, $27 trillion if you believe Dylan Radigan's numbers. With that kind of money, I mean, most people don't grasp what a vast sum of money that is, even in these inflated days. I mean, for $14 trillion, we could not only have a permanent manned base on the moon, we would be on Mars with that. You know, or we would have thorium cycle, safer nuclear power, by far, in 130 American cities for $14 trillion. You know, you go and you look at all the things that would have brought about a much better future for all of us collectively for $14 trillion, and you realize that money is now gone, we're all on the hook for it, for future taxes, and it was spent to basically keep one bunch of money junkies from throwing another bunch of money junkies in jail for criminal fraud. And all that money is now driving around New York City in these $800,000 Bugattis, and it's on the wrists of Wall Street CEOs with these $100,000 wristwatches and $250 hamburgers, and it's just a complete joke. What an amazing and appalling waste of future potential. And there are so many of these ideas out there, like Marshall's harvesting energy from the thermal vents, or even just surface volcanoes like we have here in Hawaii. But when you have these large cartels like the oil cartel and the nuclear cartel, and they are willing to bribe the government to say, oh, no, we don't need new technology. We've got everything we need right now. It's always worked for us. Let's just keep on doing it the way we've done it, because that way the money flows to us, and we don't have to actually bother our heads with developing anything new. You know, we'll leave that to the next generation to have to deal with. And talk about a blown opportunity. And beyond that, of course, is this idea that the more we centralize, whether it's our power production, our economy, our food production, the more vulnerable we all are to these major, major disasters, either through accident, stupidity, or malice. And I think, especially in an age of global electronic communication that's instantaneous, we really don't need centralization anymore. We don't need big, huge cities sitting in the middle of an empty landscape. We don't need to just be, clotted around the seats of power. And we don't need global empires. We need to decentralize and just spread ourselves uniformly over the planet in little tiny communities that take care of themselves, and just avoid this whole empire-building mentality that is part and parcel of this sociopathy we're calling, money addiction.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Because it's just proven itself over and over and over again. When you centralize things, you've got one problem and everybody suffers. It's like the analogy you had with the watertight doors on the ships and the firewalls and whatnot. It's important to be able to compartmentalize this so you can keep problems contained.
Absolutely. And, the history has shown, as soon as you get somebody who collects together a big chunk of people and land and wealth, the first thing they do is invade their neighbor.
All right,
we got to take a break for commercials, David. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to David in Arkansas on the phone. And David, where were we before we were so rudely interrupted by those commercials?
Oh, we were talking about the money junkies. And pretty much how David just plunged this world into darkness. It's just really time for us to start having the conversations like what we were having yesterday with Bruce, and also have conversations about how we're going to rebuild the system once it does collapse under its own weight, because I think you are spot on. It's obvious that the further that they go, the more people wake up all on their own. They're seeing the ridiculousness on its face, and it's time to say no. And, we all have been supporting the United We Strike movement for some time, and we're going to be, hitting this again on Friday. For a 3-day strike. Time to say no, everybody, because we do have the power. They want you to think they have the power, but in fact, we, the people, the majority of us, can see through this, and it's time for us to start to get together and say no, and to start moving forward with more proactive things like what Bruce was talking about, what so many other people are talking about. It's unacceptable for this to continue. I'm tired of all the lies. I'm tired of all the cheating and the stealing. And I think everybody else is, too. It's at our own peril. The human race is at the crossroads. We are either going to fall back into this and be destroyed, pretty much, or we might be able to use this as a lesson plan to what not to do so we can overcome this and actually have a bright future. And that's what we're all hoping for. It's going to be a bumpy ride between here and then. We've got to be realistic about what it's going to take. It could get messy, but if we stick together, unity above all else, we will be able to overcome this.
Well, we definitely will, and what you need to understand is, first of all, anybody who said cheaters never prosper has obviously spent no time in Wall Street or Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But our history is always written from the point of view of the rulers and the ultra-rich, the people who could afford to buy the books and the writers and the printing presses and so forth and so on. And so when they talk about the rise and fall of civilization, what they're talking about is the rise and fall of the money junkies. Now, when you go back and you look at the situation when Rome fell, and it collapsed from all of its debt and corruption and all of the really evil things that it was doing. And yeah, the money junkies had a really hard time of it. They lost their cushy little lifestyle. They lost their palaces. They lost having legions of slaves simply bringing them whatever they wanted. And that was, I'm sure that was rather heartbreaking. But for the ordinary people living in those Roman provinces across the world, life actually got better. Because, you know, they'd been living lives of poverty and servitude before, and with Rome gone, their poverty got just a little bit less. And they
Absolutely.
Were able to spend more time building for themselves and less for their masters thousands and thousands of miles away.
And it was all good until the religions came in and the Crusades and all that, you know, put everybody back in the
Which was just
cases.
Another means of enslavement. When Rome fell, the church came along to reimpose slavery on the masses. When the church fell, then they brought along, you know, the Federal Reserve System to enslave the masses. And when the Federal Reserve System goes, I have no doubt the money junkies will be thinking of something else to enslave the masses, maybe phony space aliens or some crud like that. But, you know, history is basically a fight between the money junkies who want to enslave all humanity as their servants and the rest of us who just want to be left alone.
Absolutely.
And that really, you can write all of history based on that one contest.
Yeah, that is so spot on, and that's what we're facing. That's the root cause of all of this, is the money junkie mentality, and that is what we've got to overcome. That is the root cause of all other problems, you know, all the simple ones we can see right before us, all the ones people are disagreeing and arguing about. We just need to focus on this, because this is the core. We can stop this paradigm. We can prosper into the future, and we won't have to worry about all those other problems.
Mm-hmm. You know, somebody wrote me a note the other day and said, what exactly do you mean by a money junkie? Is it just anybody who wants to be rich? And I said, no, it isn't. Okay. How do you tell the difference between somebody who merely is ambitious for a comfortable lifestyle and a true money junkie? Well, it's very simple. I would love to become rich, and in the process, I don't care if everybody else around me becomes rich. The true money junkie orders society in such a way that all of the money comes to them, so that not only are they getting rich, but everybody else around them is becoming poorer and poorer, so that more of those worthless lives can be bought with fewer and fewer of these little gold coins that they wave around. That's the difference between somebody who merely wants to be wealthy and somebody who's a true money addict, is how they feel about other people around them being wealthy and comfortable and free. That's the real difference from it right there.
Yep, that's spot on. It's,
okay.
It's just right, exactly, spot on, perfect. You know, you've got that exactly right. Well, anyway, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you so much for all you're doing. I'm looking forward to speaking with you on Friday.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time on Friday. Thanks an awful lot, David. All righty, let's wrap up on this Fukushima thing, because we do have some other stuff to talk about, including that has a bearing on Friday here. Like I said earlier, here in the United States, we're getting all these stories that are obviously intended to protect the nuclear power industry, to protect tourism, to protect commercial farming, to protect commercial fisheries, and it's all about protecting the money and protecting the assets, and, you know, if you're going to get sick and die in the process, well, we're sorry, but... And we have seen many, many times in history before where certain things were promoted for commercial reasons that turned out not to be very good at all. I can think of no better example than the 1976 swine flu outbreak, where the vaccine that was sold to us on the fear of catching the flu killed 50 times as many people as the flu did. Oh, gee, we're sorry, but, you know, yuck, 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 we made our money. Same thing that we saw a couple years ago with the when pigs fly flu that turned out not to be a pandemic. We found out after the fact the World Health Organization changed the criteria for a pandemic so they could go and say, it's a pandemic, buy your vaccines, send your money to the pharmaceutical companies. And the pharmaceutical companies cleaned up huge amounts of money on all this vaccine everybody was scared into buying, most of which got, you know, poured down the drain. after it went bad because people didn't want to get the vaccine because, again, Guillain-Barré syndrome was showing up. People were getting sick from these vaccines. And remember, the government said, you can't sue the vaccine makers, you know? We have a fast-track program. They're just going to take anything that's in the warehouse and shoot it into your arm and, you know, get it off their inventory books. And if it turns out to not be good, you're not allowed to sue them. Anything like that. So here we have this story here in Hawaii. No risk from trace radiation in Hawaii milk. And I wanted to remind everybody about what happened in Fallujah, where the United States basically showered the place with depleted uranium munitions. And remember, depleted uranium is the stuff that's left over after they take out what's glowing in the night over in Fukushima or goes bang in the warheads. The depleted uranium is the leftover stuff that's not strong enough to be useful. And yet they shot it all over Fallujah, and here we are these few years later. Birth defects, severe birth abnormalities are up 15 times. Before the depleted uranium, for every one birth defect child that was born, there are now 15. So when we talk about the aftermath of Fukushima, am I going to die from it? Probably not. Is my wife going to die from it? Probably not. We're getting on in our years. We're probably going to die of something else before the symptoms of radiation sickness manifest themselves in us. Okay? But the next generation will pay a hideous price. And for all of you who are out there who's still trying to say, oh, reactors are cool, nuclear power is wonderful, and General Electric can do no wrong, I want you to think about 14 kids. Go out and find 14 kids. Just pick them in your mind and say, okay, these are the 14 that I'm going to condemn to being born with hideous birth defects in order to preserve my General Electric stock options. Because that's literally what it is. Everybody who's still trying to promote this kind of nuclear power is basically condemning thousands and thousands of children in the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that to be born with hideous birth defects. I don't think that's worth it. I don't think that's worth it at all. But again, the money junkies do not see the world in terms of human beings. They see the world solely in terms of dollar signs. Alrighty, I think we've talked enough about Fukushima. The situation's continuing to TEPCO's trying to control the news, Japan's trying to control the news, we're getting more and more information out from private Japanese citizens who are still on the ground there and still close enough to be watching on what's going on here. But they're trying to impose a media blackout, and that's just going to make us more aware that something bad has really happened there. And again, I think something has gone wrong at the Tokai plant. There is way too much radiation around Ikigari Prefecture to be coming down from Fukushima. There is an obvious second hotspot there, and nobody's talking about that. All right, getting into the political scene here, we are already seeing, as we head into 2012, the media is going to blacklist Ron Paul from the campaign. CNN ran a little poll earlier today. Who are you likely to vote for in the Republican primary? And Ron Paul was, again, not listed. The media wants to decide for you who is and is not a real candidate. They did it in 2008. They're getting ready to do it. They're proclaiming now that they're going to decide for you who is a real candidate and who isn't. And, of course, the only people who get on the corporate media's list of recognized candidates are the ones who have already agreed to sell their soul and your children to vested corporate interests. That is the or Israel. That is the requirement to be a politician in the United States of America. Sell your soul to Israel and corporations. Otherwise, you're not allowed to play no matter how much the people want you there. And CNN has already shown its hand that they are, by golly, going to decide for you that you will never, ever consider Ron Paul as a candidate for president in 2012. I think we ought to relocate CNN's world headquarters to Fukushima. Everybody in agreement, raise your hand. Ooh, that's a lot. I felt the whole planet shake. Alrighty, let's see. Turning to the economy, U.S. deficit is up 15.7% in the first half of fiscal 2011. They're spending money like there's no tomorrow. There may not be as well. Nevada foreclosures sales are up sharply, or were up sharply in March. More and more people are losing their homes. And this ties into this other situation where there is an analysis out now that the largest banks, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, are basically holding $1 trillion in these fraudulent loans that were basically oversold in order to front load the mortgage-backed security fraud. They needed more mortgages, and that's where this whole subprime thing came along. People were being put in subprime mortgages because the banks got larger fees and larger interest from it, even though they qualified for the prime loans. And this is a case of the money junkies really being penny wise and pound foolish. And let me back up and go, walk through that one more time. You are a potential home buyer, and you actually have a good, reliable job and a good credit history, and you come into me, Snidely Loan Officer, and I'm looking at my bonus situation, and I can do one of two things. I can put you into the prime loan that you qualify for, which has lower fees and lower interest to you, the home borrower. Or I can shuffle you off into a subprime loan with higher interest and greater fees, more paperwork, which meets more bonuses for me because the bonuses are being paid out to put people into the subprime loans. What am I going to do? Of course, I'm going to put you into this higher interest, more expensive loan because it means more money in my pocket. And then that subprime loan gets bundled with the others and goes off in this mortgage-backed security fraud. That was what was front-loading the system. And the U.S. government helped the fraudsters do it with that $8,000 first-time homebuyer tax credit. The U.S. government, the Congress, who are personally invested with the companies that were making all this money on this mortgage-backed security fraud, they passed a law to make it easier to suck more people in to this scam. They were shoveling the coal into the steam engine of this deception. And then when it all fell apart, they voted your tax money to try and save Wall Street and try and save their own stock portfolios from destruction. That's what TARP was all about. That's why Congress passed TARP, even though 90% of Americans were saying, do not use our money to save the bankers from their own greed, recklessness, and stupidity. But money junkies in Congress moved to save the money junkies in Wall Street because their money is all intermingled, and we gotta protect the money. At all times, protect the money. Have you ever seen? Most people did see this. The movie Braveheart, Mel Gibson. I think it's his best movie. And at the battle of, I think it was Falkirk, I'm forgetting it, where Robert the Bruce betrays William Wallace. And, you know, when the battle's turning wrong and they say, protect the king at all costs, protect, because he's the figurehead of the system. It's not like they care about him personally, but he is the figurehead of the political system by which they all profit. These days, the cry is protect the money. Protect the money. We saw that during the congressional hearings into the foreclosure mess when Damon Slivers got up there and said, we can have a reasonable discussion about the foreclosure problem, or we can preserve the capital structure of the banks. We cannot do both. Which shall we do? And in the intervening weeks, it became very clear. The government's agenda is protect the money. Protect the money. Protect the money. American people, well, we're sorry. We have to make a choice. You're not it. So now we're seeing governments across the country start to pass laws where this massive inventory of foreclosed homes resulting from all this mortgage fraud are not to be considered by appraisers who are trying to come up with the value of property for homes that are being sold. Now, all this does is prop up property prices. Who does this help? Doesn't help you. Makes it harder for you to buy a home. More expensive for you to buy a home. It's done to protect the banks. Because if property values drop, then all these banks that have been foreclosing homes to keep their balance sheets in the black as they send out their cash to buy back these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, they'll sink immediately. They'll be insolvent if there's a major drop in property values. This huge flood of foreclosed homes should be sinking property values. That's the way it would normally work in a free market. And state governments and now the federal government are saying, oh, no, 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 we can't allow the property values to drop. Remember what I said before. Homes could actually be very inexpensive here in America. But inexpensive homes doesn't work for the bankers. If you buy a home for $5,000 and you pay it off in two years, then you're free and clear of the bankers. You're no longer their slave. You're a free human being. They can't have that. The whole essence of the banking industry is to keep you a permanent slave to debt for your entire life until you die. You are there. You are pledged to them until you die. A pledge is a gauge. Your death is mort. The mort gauge is your promise to be their slave until you die. That's where the word mortgage comes from, in case you were wondering. And so in order to keep you their slave, The banks and the government must keep the price of housing as high as possible so that you will work your entire life to pay for this. And so the banks and the government are not on your side when it comes to having a place to live. They want to put you in a place to live that you can just barely afford, no matter, you know, and you work your entire life away and just send the money to the banks. Send the money to the banks. It's all about protecting the banks, protecting the bankers, making them richer. That's all it is. We are not a capitalist society. We are a fascist dictatorship. Profits are kept private, and they're getting huge. And losses are socialized. Even Dylan Radican is out there saying now, Goldman Sachs would have failed without a taxpayer bailout. And how does Goldman Sachs reward the taxpayer? They come on out, and they're grabbing more money from us as fast as they can. They're money junkies. They're money junkies. Their goal is all the money in their sacks, all the gold in their sacks, and nothing left for anybody else. That is the sign of true money junkieism. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to share a little historical information with you. We're going back to the Fukushima situation because there's a new development there. The bomb that destroyed Hiroshima, Japan, the little boy, the uranium bomb, contains 64 kilograms of highly enriched uranium. Of that mass, 64 kilograms, only 1 kilogram was involved in the actual fission process. So at the moment the bomb detonated, before it actually ripped apart and destroyed the city, you might say that that 63 kilograms of uranium were undamaged. And I know it sounds kind of absurd, but we are getting an official report from TEPCO saying that the situation in Reactor 4's spent fuel rod pool is stable because most of the fuel rods are still undamaged. Now, reading between the lines, the temperature is going up rapidly. It's 200%. It's over 200% normal levels. The radiation from the spent fuel rod pool is increasing. And now we're hearing that the isotopes that are being detected in runoff water from all this water they're pouring over this whole mess are showing the isotopes that are produced only during nuclear fission. And these are short-lived isotopes, including the iodine-131, which only lasts, you know, the half-life is like 8 days. So this is not material that is left over from when these fuel rods were actually operating in the reactor. This is new stuff. And what this tells us is, despite this official proclamation that the fuel rods, the spent fuel rods in reactor number 4's spent fuel rod pool are still mostly undamaged, is that there is, in fact, fission taking place inside this pool. It is so frustrating to know that the people who are surrounding the situation are not being honest. And as I mentioned, one of the reasons this concerns people so much is that we know from Saddam's nuclear bombs and Iran's nuclear bombs all the way back to John F. Kennedy and all these lies and deceptions that we have come to understand our government uses to control us. It is because of all those lies that nobody dares risk their life trusting the government anymore. We know the government lies to protect the money, to protect corporations, to protect its own image. It's not telling us the truth for our own good. It lies to us for their own good. And because of that, we know we cannot and should not trust anything they're saying about this situation. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. I love it when you start talking about the banks and the corporation and all that. And I got to thinking as you were talking there about a conversation I had a few days ago after the announcement by Obama that, you know, government was open for business. And I, you know, I was listening to a couple fellows discussing corporation, and one was trying to explain to him how, you know, the government's a corporation and self-hiding with the bank and this, that, and the other, and the guy's throwing out all these reasons to debunk him. And finally I stepped up and I said, guys, look, this is very simple. Obama said clearly, government's open for business. If we go back 9th of, March, Colonel Allen West stood right there next to another congressman from Florida and said, the president is the CEO of this corporation called the United States. And if that's not enough for you, just go to the UCC and read the section that's all about the corporation, how it explains how it works and how it's all laid out and designed to work. And when you get to the last page, it's a page of definition. When you scroll down through that, you look and see what's defined as a corporation. When you get to the bottom of the page, tell me what you see.
Okay, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back after this station identification.
Gold, ever climbing. As the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall, how long before it hits rock bottom?